I invite you now to gently close your eyes. Place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight. And let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in. And out. Breathe in. And out. Once again, deeply in. And slowly out. Continue your deep breathing rhythmic breathing, and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in, and as you do, know that this is the breath of God. And as you exhale, it is the breath of God. Allow that chair to totally support you. Relax your neck and shoulders. And prepare to be in communion with Spirit. Each day gives us an opportunity to begin life anew. When we go to sleep at night, the merciful and compassionate Spirit of Christ frees our minds from all memories of unpleasant events of the day that is closing. We give ourselves into the care of the Spirit of God, and we are loved and we are forgiven. In sleep, I am refreshed by the Spirit of peace and love. I awake to a new day, new possibilities, and new opportunities. I give thanks for each day and greet it at dawn with a happy heart and smile. At dawn, we realize that we have never lived in the new day and that it will have pleasant surprises and many blessings for us. We realize that we have but 24 hours to extract from it all the blessings that it has to offer us. I invite you to join me on that sacred journey to the secret place of the Most High. This is our place of peace, love, joy, and faith, a place in consciousness where these gifts are all available to us whenever we seek them. So we make our way to that door of the secret place. Before we can enter, we must become empty. Empty of all the things that are not serving us, are not going to enable us to reach that higher state of consciousness. So if there is mental and emotional baggage, or even physical baggage that is not serving us now, let it fall away. Just let it go. And we step through the door and we take a seat. And as we do, we feel the light and love of God flow over, around, and through us and out into our world. There's a peacefulness here and a weight that is lifted. This is our time of communion. So I invite you now to go into the silence. Pray and receive answers to your prayers, and be still. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've heard our prayers and you've answered them as you always do. I would like to share with you now a prayer by Martha Smock. It's called, Let This Be Your Prayer. To live one day at a time, one step at a time. To have the strength and the will to keep on keeping on. To have the wisdom to handle the affairs of your life. To have the ability to make right and good decisions. To have the courage to let the past go and to forge ahead resolutely. To have the grace to meet each experience expectantly, happily. To have the faith to know there is no loss or separation in God, that in God you are forever one with those you love. To have the vision to see the good in all things and the Christ in all persons. To have an awareness of God's presence, close, abiding. To know that underneath are the everlasting arms, that God will never fail you nor forsake you. Let this be your prayer. And we give thanks for all our blessings in the name of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. Amen.